Listen to him. I wrote unto you in an epistle not to company with fornicators, and that city was filled with them, was given over to gross immorality. He says, yet not altogether with the fornicators of this world, or with the covetous, or extortioners, or with idolaters, for then must ye needs go out of the world. But now I've written unto you not to keep company if any man that's called a brother be a fornicator, a covetous, or an idolater, or a railer, or a drunkard, or an extortioner with such an one, no, not to eat. Now, Paul said, you permitted this man to come in to your fellowship, and you eat with him. You pat him on the back. You accept him as one of your own, and he's living in sin. Now, you condemn that when it's outside of the church. And Paul said, I've condemned it outside of the church. And this city of Corinth, given over to immorality. 1,000 priestesses up there on Acrocorinthus at the temple of Venus or Aphrodite. And they were nothing in the world but harlots. That's all in the world. They were prostitutes. And that city was given over to it. And this was done in the name of religion. Now, the church in Corinth thought they could drop down to the level of the world. Now, does the church think that it can drop down to the new morality today? Does the church think it can get by with it? The church today, my friend, has lost its power. And the church of God today, and I'm speaking now in most places, thank God for the wonderful churches that are left, and they're standing out like beacon lights across this land. Bible churches that are standing for the Word. And I heard of a young preacher the other day. They brought in this hard rock into his church. And he took a stand. Thank God for him. And it meant he lost several hundred members that walked out. I thank God for a preacher like that, that has the intestinal fortitude. Most today are compromising and shutting their eyes and letting the world come in today. And the church has lost its power. An impure church is a paralyzed church. A pure church is a powerful church. And that's true for the individual also. Now, will you listen to Paul here again? He says, now he's in your midst and he's a brother. And you're just acting as if nothing happened. And he's speaking not only of a fornicator. He says this ought to apply to the covetous too. What about the deacon that may have sticky fingers, that's got his hand on a lot of money, and the idolater, and the one that's fooling with other religions? And I heard of a man that walked out of a church the other day. He was a leading officer in the church and joined a cult. I tell you, when you start seeing the little infection in your church, you better deal with it, friends, or it's going to corrupt and wreck your church, because a little leaven leaveneth the whole lump.